Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sometimes you get kicked out. I mean, that's not true at all, as you shouldn't be doing anything that gets you removed from an establishment. But things go bad, I suppose. Just lose your damn mind. It seems to be quite a regular thing when it comes to wrestling for one reason or another. So, yes, I am Simon from What Culture. Please do hit that subscribe button. And this is 10 Wrestlers Security Had to Kick Out of Buildings. Number 10, Enzo Amore. 10 months after Enzo had been let go by WWE, he decided to return as a fan. There's nothing wrong with this, of course, as you should be able to enjoy a spot of wrestling. But this wasn't Amore's plan at all. Happening at the Survivor Series in 2018, I suppose Enzo thought if he stood on his seat and started doing his entrance promo, it would go viral on the internet and stir up some buzz. And it must have worked to some degree, as here we are talking about it, but still, this did not go well. Because as he started to do this, someone must have got the word backstage, as he was ripped down to the floor and booted out of the Staples Center almost instantly. It didn't get on the pay-per-view, so that part failed, but hey, Amore is now back on the indie scene and signed to MLW. Let's focus on some positives. Number 9, Buff Bagwell. Not only did security get involved here, so did the police. Sheesh. Happening at the Springfield Capital Convention Center back in 2000, none of this was any good. It all began during a WCW Thunder taping, which makes it even more nuts, and it came after Bagwell was accused of allegedly punching a WCW employee before the show. The man's name was Daryl Miller, great last name, who was carrying some props at the time, and when he tried to get through a doorway and asked Buff to move, well, for some reason, he didn't appreciate it. Not only did Bagwell then give him a verbal telling off, but yes, he punched him in the neck, and you can't do that. The cops were then called and dragged Bagwell off before he paid $100 bail to return. What an absolutely stupid situation. Buff would also be suspended for 30 days after admitting to all of this, and his excuse was that Daryl was being pushy. Even if he was, you don't get to strike someone upside the head. Number 8, China. Jody Lawler was a trailblazer in wrestling. Never forget that. But after she left the then WWF in the early 2000s, the relationship was basically done. The two never found a way back to the negotiating table. Before China sadly passed away in 2016, though, the Ninth Wonder of the World did try and have a chat with WWE officials, but went about it in a very strange fashion. Just turning up with her manager to WWE HQ to discuss unpaid royalties that dated back to 2004, it took all of 15 seconds for Laura to tell the receptionist who she was, and then got removed. I mean, who knows what went on, but you'd have to imagine there was some worry that a situation was about to kick off. Really, WWE should have been far more open with China, so the two could have come to an agreement before all this. And the word at the time was this came at the request of Vincent Kennedy McMahon. It is such a shame, as we should have had some sort of closure here. Sadly, that will never happen now. Number 7, Chris Kanyon. The troubled life of Chris Kanyon was recently documented on Dark Side of the Ring, and if you've never seen it, please do. It's a very important piece of work about a man who was ahead of his time. After being released by the WWE in 2004, though, Kanyon decided he too would go to a live event in 2006 when Vince McMahon's circus rolled into town in Florida. Unfortunately, nobody knew this was going to happen. Starting his DX were involved in a gauntlet match, Chris lifted a sign in the air asking Triple H to chat to McMahon about why he'd been fired. There was another side to this too, Kanyon asking Shawn Michaels to pray for his soul. Some fans thought this was actually part of proceedings, and the game even grabbed a microphone to address Kanyon. But yes, all this ended with Chris getting ejected from the arena. I'm not sure this was the best idea. Number 6, Scott Steiner. This one is a bit different, but it would be when it comes to Big Bubba Pump. Because rather than get kicked out of a building, security were told to keep an eye out for Scott Steiner and not let him in. So there you go. Going down in 2015 at that year's Hall of Fame ceremony, everybody was given a picture of the Big Booty Daddy and instructed that he not be let in no matter what. This was all off the back of an incident that had occurred a few days prior when Steiner had bumped into Hulk Hogan's wife. As the story goes, Scotty had told her he was ready to kill the Hulkster. So given that Hulk was going to induct Randy Savage into this Hall of Fame, Steiner got banned. Scott was asked about this by TMZ, who claimed it was Hogan being his typical punk self. And no, he didn't try and rush the ceremony. Imagine he had, though. Something tells me he would have got in anyway. Number 5, Zelina Vega. It is kind of amazing Zelina Vega made her way back to WWE, because the way she left in 2020 was crazy. Let go after being very vocal about the rights of wrestlers and the idea of unionization, the powers that be made their feelings on this very clear when they did indeed release her. It got even worse when afterwards news made its way around that yes, Vega was escorted out of the building. My word, that must have been tough. You don't work here anymore, and oh, by the way, you gotta leave now. Understandably, Vega asked to chat to Vince McMahon to try and work this out, but that request was denied. He didn't want to speak to her, and Zelina was asked to leave. This is not a fun day. Number 4, Sami Callihan. Let us send good thoughts to Mr. Callihan, who is currently recovering from a very serious injury, even if he does want to kill me. It sounded horrendous, and nobody should have to go through that. Flying back to 2018, though, in an AAW show, Sami was asked to leave following some reportedly bad behavior. It followed a crazy brawl that the former Impact champion had with Jimmy Jacobs, and during that, the latter had been buried under a sea of chairs. Apparently, the venue didn't like this as they worried their building was going to be damaged, so an announcement went out over the PA for the wrestlers to, well, not break any chairs. Seemingly, the pair didn't do a good job with this, so Sami was asked to leave afterwards. Just to make things worse, he thought this was part of the show, so started kicking off. It got so nuts, Callihan was threatened with a gun, and only then did he realize this had escalated quite quickly, and Sami played this down afterwards just being one of those things. But really, if you allow some wrestling at your building, what would you expect? Not this, apparently. Number 3, Harley Race. I wouldn't even dare kick Harley Race out of my car, so why anybody dared do this at a wrestling show, I do not know, but hey, some people crazy. This is why we do have to state that this story comes from Hulk Hogan, and as we do know, he isn't known for being entirely truthful when he opens his mouth. As it goes though, the WWF was running a show in Kansas City in the mid-80s, which is when the feud with the NWA was very real. Race was champion of the competition at this stage, and given that he thought Vince McMahon was coming onto their turf, well, he wasn't happy. Therefore, he decided he was going to break into their show, find the locker room, and allegedly confront Hogan by pulling a gun on him. I mean, why not? Harley got taken out of the building, because of course he did, and I would guess the actual narrative was that Race didn't go and have a chat to the other wrestlers to give them a piece of his mind, but who the hell knows? Wrestling was absolutely nuts back then, and a bit like the Wild West. Maybe it did get totally out of control. Number 2, Batista. You likely don't know the name James Teal. Don't worry, you're not meant to, but he was head of WWE security from 1997 all the way through to 2011, and one day, yes, he had to ask Big Dave to leave. Revealed during an interview by Andrew Thompson as he chatted to Tills, this all went down in Boston before the Animal was a household name. See where this is going. Even more so as James had been told by Vince McMahon that nobody but nobody, apart from recognized personnel, was going to be allowed anywhere near the building. So when Big Dave asked to see Johnny Laurinaitis, Tills told him no as he didn't have an appointment, and then he kicked him out. Thankfully, Batista returned the next day with an appointment and an explanation, and all was well, kinda. Number 1, Charlotte Flair. Word on the street says that in October 2021, Charlotte Flair was asked to leave the building. Boy, did this make the headlines. Following a very real falling out with Becky Lynch that just happened to go down during a live episode of SmackDown, the two started to verbally go at it backstage to the point officials had to separate them. As it did seem like the Queen had caused this, she was reportedly asked to leave before security showed her where the door was. This seems crazy as Charlotte is a proper super-duper star, but I suppose it goes to show that nobody in WWE is above the law. The big chatting point afterwards was whether this was tying into a major storyline, and even if that did happen after the fact, just go and watch this segment. I mean, you can see Lynch lose her rag, and kind of understandably so.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.